Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, Ruby, Ruby. I love that song.
It's a good one.
Yeah. No, we're gonna attempt this quiz. Frankly, I thought it was simple, and now I've just had the rules explained to me, and I'm very confused. You can now, Fran and Stephen, are you up with the rules on this? Hello.
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 I have heard it once, but the scoring sort of confused me. So as long as I get the questions right, it'll be all right.
Yeah, but you have to. You also need to, for the first question, you will be required to ribbit like a frog.
Oh, right, OK.
How are we feeling about
that? Were you not told that?
I think I remember that from last week. Yeah. Now I think about it.
Give us your best ribbit, Fran.
Ribbit.
Very good.
Stephen,
let's...
Ribbit.
Ooh.
Oh, good, yeah.
Surprisingly
slightly
good.
Slightly different approach there.
Yeah.
So what will happen is, Fran, it's like a clock, and you're... What they've done is, to be honest, listeners, they've given us a clock face in the studio because they don't really
think we can understand this.
It's actually a lily pad.
It's supposed to be a lily pad.
But it's got 12 lilies on it.
12 numbered lilies on it.
12 numbered lilies.
Resembling a clock.
Yes. And you have to move round the clock. If you get one wrong, you go backwards. And it's the first person to catch up with the other person as you move round the clock forward or backwards, clockwise or anti-clockwise.
Yes.
Yes.
But having said that, what you have to explain is that Fran is at the top on number 12.
Yes.
Stephen is at the bottom on number 6.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's made it any clearer.
I think that becomes clearer then as we move on.
Yeah.
Stephen, are you all over this?
I'll just try and answer the questions and see what happens.
Like a rash.
There will be other things that you're... required to choose numbers of quit. I don't know. We're all clinging on with our fingernails.
All we know is that at the beginning of the game, it's open and you can both answer it.
Yes.
And whoever ribbits first.
Yes.
And
has control of the board.
If they answer the question correctly, they have control of the board. If they don't, no one's told us.
If they don't, I'm going to make an executive decision. The
and
control
say,
of the board goes over to the other person.
Ooh, I was going to say...
That is right. Mercifully, that's right.
Oh, it is. See,
we can't make up rules. Or again, it's the Blue Peter Pets.
Oh, dear. It's cookie in the...
Mm. So, Catherine, would you read out the first question, please? And I will listen for the ribbits.
Thank you very much. The first question. What animal does Angora wool come from? It is a multiple choice. Is it A, rabbits? Is it B, cats? Or is it C, guinea pigs?
Ribbit.
I think Stephen was first.
I think he was.
Yeah. Stephen?
Is it a guinea pig?
It's not.
It's not. The correct answer was rabbits, which means control of the board passes to Fran.
Is that what you were going to say, Fran?
That was a very geeky thing to say, wasn't it?
What?
What were you going to say?
It was rabbit, yeah.
Brilliant. I wouldn't have known that. You thought it was... What do you think it was? Goat?
I thought it was goat.
I think if goat had been there, I would have thought it was goat.
Yeah. That means Stephen goes back one because he didn't get that right. So he's now on number five.
Isn't he on number five? Is he not on number seven?
No, back one. Anti-clockwise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Stephen, you're now on number... No, yes.
No, it's seven,
yeah,
David,
right.
Because she's coming round this way. Is it five?
Stephen's on five.
I don't understand this.
Fran is on midnight. She's got control of the board.
Okay.
Now, Fran, do you want to answer one question, two questions, or three questions in a row?
Do they have to get them all right?
No.
Yes, you do, because if she gets the first one
wrong... You just go backwards and forwards depending
on...
I don't know why this bit's in the rules, but it is. Go on.
Oh.
I'll start with two.
Two?
Two, okay.
Yeah, like you're just ploughing a medium course.
Yes. Two, Fran, who is currently number one in both the UK singles and album chart? It's not multiple choice, this one.
No.
The Noisettes.
The Noisettes.
No,
it's
good guess.
They're number two, aren't they?
But it's actually Lady Gaga.
It's the Lady Gaga.
In her pants, which means you go back to 11, Fran, but you've got another question to go.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she has.
Shall I read this
one? Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Which Scottish football club plays its home matches at Easter Road Stadium?
Kilmarnock.
Nice guess.
Good guess for someone from Manchester.
Yeah.
But it's Hibs. It's Hibernian. So you're back on 10. Which means we now go over to Stephen.
Hello there.
Oh, now you both answer the question. So it's back on your ribbit.
Back on your ribbit.
Oh, we're back on the ribbit.
Stephen. Yeah. And your question four is, what is Australia's capital city?
Ribbit.
Very definite.
Canberra.
Well
yes.
done. Well done. It's almost a trick question, that. People tend to think it's Melbourne
11.
Or Sydney, don't they?
Oh, OK.
But you're absolutely right.
So they're neck and neck now?
They are neck and neck, which means this quiz could go on for a really long time.
It could rival the Neil Kinnock. Have I got news for you?
It could.
So the second... Oh, so right,
how many, how many questions do you want to answer now, Fran?
I was so phenomenally brilliant last time. I'll go with two.
Two again. Two again. Okay. What became the tallest building in the world when it opened in 1931?
The Empire State Building.
Oh, very she's good. On a roll. She's
very
on a
good.
Roll.
Do you happen to know that because you might have seen... a certain episode of Doctor Who.
It is possible I may have seen that episode.
Yeah, good, good. Well, you're about to win it on DVD if you keep going like this. You get one more question now. It's another multiple choice.
It is another multiple choice. It is, where would a troglodyte live? Is it A, in a cave, B, up a tree, or C, underwater?
In a cave.
Oh, my goodness,
answer.
Fran,
you're all over it. So Fran's now on one, Stephen's on five, and it's another... It's another ribbit in question.
It is a ribbit.
The average person grows how many inches of hair each year? Multiple choice. Is it A6, B10, or C16?
Ribbit.
Stephen.
Yeah. Is it 10?
No,
it's
Stephen.
Not, Stephen. You move back to 4.
No.
Yeah.
And then she's going to catch up with him.
That's the point of the quiz.
Oh!
Yes.
So then she wins.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
If someone catches up with the other person, they win...
Did we explain that?
They win Sean Bean on Blu-ray.
Did
and they
we?
Go, well, I don't have a Blu-ray player. What am I going to do with that?
Oh, okay.
And they prop up their... Prop
so
up
it's
their
not
goal
the first person to get to 12 or 6? No. Okay.
No. No. Stephen, do you have a Blu-ray player?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's useless, that
it's
Sean
useless,
Bean.
It's useless, that one.
One, but anyway, you have to take it anyway. Otherwise, again, Blue Peter Pets. Number question.
So what's this, going back to Ribbit?
Hang on, where are we now? Just Fran,
Fran?
We've got minds like traps on this, haven't we? Fran.
Hello.
How many questions do you want to answer?
Where am I? Am I on
she
number one?
Get it
You're
right.
on number one.
Oh, yes, she
If
did.
You got three in a row right, you'd win.
Go on, let's go for it. I'll go for three.
Come on. Okay.
What's the name of the character? I'll start that again.
Yeah.
What is the first name of the character Lewis in the TV series of the same name? Is it A, John? Is it B, Robert? Or is it C, Endeavour?
Yeah, there's a reason for
that.
Oh, is there? Yeah, yeah.
So which one's
what it? Was gonna... I heard John.
It was, sorry, it's A, John, B, Robert, or C, Endeavour.
The first name of Lewis.
I think it must be Robert because Endeavour was Morse's first name.
Oh.
You're absolutely right. It was. And you're right. It is Robert.
He was
Fran, you're perilously close to winning now.
Fran. He was called Endeavour.
Endeavour Morse. Yeah, that was like the big reveal in the last episode, wasn't it?
I don't know. You've spoiled for me now.
Sorry. You know, he died at the end.
I was going to watch that tonight.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What is Jamie Oliver's new daughter called?
It's multiple choice, Fran.
Is it A, Fifi Trixie Bell? Is it B, Bluebell Madonna? Or is it C, Petal Blossom Rainbow?
It's Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Well done.
It is, Fran. You've got one more to go.
What do they call her? What do they... Wait, Pet.
PBR.
Does she get known as Pet? PBR.
It's a shame when they go to
Pet.
School, isn't it?
Pet Clark.
Pet. You wouldn't name a child Petal, would you? I'm sorry,
Petal.
Jamie. I'm sure she's a lovely little girl.
Well, mind you, his other baby's called Poppy.
Well, that's quite
so
a
maybe
normal
they've
name.
Gone for
oh, it's
flowers.
Like there's a flower theme.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the other one's called. But
anyway, you're within a heartbeat of winning
I've
this.
Seen Bean.
Now.
No pressure then.
Fran, are you a regular Radio 2 listener?
I do like Radio 2, yes.
I suspect you might take
I think
this
you might
then,
get
looking
this.
At the next question.
I think you might want to run out and buy yourself a Blu-ray player.
Yeah!
Fran, who presents Radio 2's weekday breakfast show?
Terry Wogan.
Oh,
right,
thank you!
Right.
Froggy has been a-flirting.
Oh, she has now mounted Stephen.
Stephen, you've been mounted on number 4. How does that feel?
The 4.
Oh, not too bad. It's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It's the winning that matters, I think, on Easter weekend. I think it's important to remember that. I think that's the message of Easter. But well done, Fran. You got all this stuff. Sounds to me like you've maybe got some of these Doctor Who DVDs already.
I was looking on last night on sales to get the Doctor Who DVDs, and so that's great.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll sign them for you as well.
Oh, smashing. Thank you.
Just to make sure they're not worth anything.
And we'll, John Barrowman. We'll get, we're going to get a signed John Barrowman if, of course, he comes in.
If we get, if
is
we
it
still
right?
don't
know. Well, we just don't know whether or not his.
If he's going to be coaxed out of hiding.
His extreme shyness will allow it.
His publicity shy nature.
We hope
but
so.
We're fingers crossed.
Yeah.
He'll be here and we'll get him to sign that copy of Music.
Oh, music.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be great.
Yeah, brilliant. And I'm sure, Stephen, we'll find some bits of tat to send you as well, because, you know, that we're like that. We're generous here.
We like that, yeah.
Oh, but happy Easter. Confirmation autograph would be lovely.
We can sort that out for you, Stephen. Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Happy Easter
happy
to you
Easter.
Both.
Happy Easter to you both. And,
time.
Stephen, you should try John the Ross. His show's very good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's better this week, but, you know, it's not
awful.
It's
not to be sniffed at.
It's not awful when we're not here, I promise. All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. 6:45 tonight, BBC One. Tune in, why don't you?
Oh, go on.
We've got another track from The Proclaimer still to come. We've got John Barrowman still to come. Oh.
It's all good.
We might be eating some eggs later.
Some eggs. Some Easter eggs.
Easter eggs, yeah. Cadbury's... As opposed to poached.
As opposed to
yeah. It's David Tennant and Catherine Tate. We are in for Jonathan Ross, who's not here. You've probably gathered that by now.
He's
we're supposed
twittering.
To say that every now and
He's
again.
Too busy
we've forgotten
twittering.
That, we?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Jonathan
we're supposed to remind them, because all these people are tuning in going,
what's going on?
Where's Jonathan? What's going on? He's twittering furiously.
He's twittering.
Text in, 88291.
Still texting. Someone text in to say, because you know that loads of people are doing their GCSEs soon.
Are they?
Yeah, and they're all revising. So good luck to all you. That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was all I was going to say.
Oh, that was nice. It was nice
I
that
know.
You were thinking of these people. Let's play a song. This is from the Alexandria Quartet. It's called Dark Side of the Blues. Here it comes.
Talk is it got...
You can do the intro thing, can't you?
Has it got words?
It has got words.
I thought the Alexandria Quartet meant it was like instrumental.
It sounds quite classical, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
It's not. They're quite sort of indie rock.
Oh, are they going to start speaking now?
Listen. Here it comes.
Okay.
Bit of a guitar.
I like it.
Yeah, you like it so far?
I'm going to get it.
Is this your kind of thing?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we really drag this out until they start singing?
I don't know, because I don't know when they start singing.
It's taking forever.
Oh, my
Come
goodness
on, boy, start.
Oh, please.